I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now, again, off of his 11-carry, 52-yard performance in Sunday's win at MetLife Stadium, is Chris Rodriguez Jr., and he's with us here on the BetQL guest hotline. Hey, Chris, it's Chris Russell and Linnell Willingham. Thanks for doing this. How are you?
What's up, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great, man. Congratulations on an excellent performance down the stretch on Sunday. So we'll start there. We'll get to the number thing and Marshawn Lattimore in a sec. I was at the game, obviously, from afar. Distance. I mean, I could see you were banging. You were trying to find holes. You were trying to find creases. Do you think like the and I don't know if this was by design, the ability to bring you in the second half by Cliff after Austin Ekeler and a little McNichols, that allowed you to have some of that success that you had?
I actually do, although it wasn't by design, or at least I don't think it was. I think it's good when, the offense does a little switch up. The defense, they're hitting, Austin Ekeler, who's really, he's a powerful back, and Jeremy, who's really quicker and still powerful, and then somebody comes in like myself, who's a little heavier, and, a little bit more downhill. So I think it did help a little bit, but at the same time, I never really know.
I think it helped for sure, man. I think your running style and how, heavy you are getting downhill, I think it helps the overall identity of this offense. I think that's what you and Brian, and all the backs bring to this thing. But I want to ask you a bigger picture question here. This is your second year in the National Football League. Last year you came in, it's your rookie year, your head's swimming. To go back home for the summer and come into this environment with a running backs coach and Anthony Lynn that's had so much success, a veteran like Austin Ekeler that's had a tremendous amount of success in this league, how much have you learned to this point, man? I know last year was a lot because you're a rookie, but with the game slowing down for you and then the minds that you've been able to be around this year, how much smarter are you as a back, man?
Man, honestly, a lot smarter. Last year was about just, I felt like I was just trying to learn the plays and, trying to not to be wrong. Where as of this year, it's different. You're around Austin Ekeler, who no matter what he's doing, he has his iPad with him. He's studying the plays, looking at the defenses. He's doing different stuff to, better himself. And then we go out to practice, and of course when we go to special teams, you see Austin working his craft and doing different things. And, that's helped me a lot. And then, you got Jeremy, who he might not get most of the reps at a running back position, but when I have questions on special teams, he's there to answer those questions. But I will say I'm a lot smarter than I was last year. The game has definitely slowed down for me.
That's great. Chris Rodriguez Jr., Washington Commanders running back, big performance in the second half in Sunday's win, looking ahead to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get to all that in a second. Chris, I wanted to ask you this. On the 17-yard run, I don't know if what exactly you remember of it, but you pressed, I think it was Allegretti, and you really pressed the hole hard and then a little cutback. I think that's a zone run, but maybe I'm wrong. What's the most important thing when you get a situation like that and say you're trying to press the hole? Is it your footwork? Is it your head? Is it your shoulder lean? What do you I guess X and O and philosophy wise, what are you looking to do in that particular spot?
Yeah, so I'm not completely sure which play it was, but we do practice those things at practice, whether it's, pressing the hole and making the cut at the line while at the same time reading those linebackers and seeing where their flow is. And coach, we have little moves that we do in the hole. He doesn't like it too much. He doesn't like too much. He calls it pitter patting in the hole. So we have what we call a bop. It's just a little quick little head nod. A little shoulder lean, and that's really all it was. But Yeah, coach, he doesn't like a lot of pitter-patting is what he says. So, yeah, it's just that little bop motion, see where those linebackers are going and try to hit it behind them.
That sounds good to me.
Man, you had a pass-blocking rep, dog, where it's like you damn near took the dude's left leg off. I think you all as a backfield have done a really good job at that. For you, though, like, what's been what – talk the casual fan, I guess, C-Rob, through your – what you're seeing on a play like that when you're in pass protection, because I think that's the most underrated part of the position.
Well, you know, some of those plays are drawn up for that to happen.
Okay.
And that play specifically, I had to ask Jaden. I was like, you know, like, hey, I didn't get this rep and team. Like, what do we have again? He told me. He was like, all right, just I'm going to fake it to you. Go cut him. I said, all right, cool. That's easy enough. So when I did – I did not know that he spun around like that. I didn't know that till I watched the film. Everybody's like, hey, good block right there, good block. I'm like,
punished.
Is it just, I thought I just, you know, cut him enough to where he got his hands down and then Jaden was able to throw the ball. I didn't know he did a whole 360 and then stayed on his feet after that, which is a freak athlete.
Right.
But, I didn't know until they, I came on the, we came in to watch film.
Interesting. Chris Rodriguez Jr. with us of the Washington Commanders. They host the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday afternoon, the 7-2 Commanders. One last football-y thing, and then we got to get to the number in Lattimore here in a sec. The 3rd-and-1 carry that iced the game that ultimately allowed you guys to kneel down. In that spot, I mean, you are physical. You're hitting the hole. You're fighting. You're churning. Like, are you thinking, wait, don't score there? Or are you thinking, hey, man, I've got to get the first down, or are you thinking score? What do you remember about the mental or thought process?
So I don't know if you saw before that play, I was looking to the sideline at DQ asking him, is it okay to score, or do you want me, you know, just to get down? I know right now it's all about the ball. So if you watch, I had two hands on the ball, but Jaden came in on that 3rd-and-1. And he was like, hey, like, you can score right here.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, bam, I'm about to go score. And then I freaking ran into Dexter Lawrence,
which
ultimately brought me down at the 1 yard line. And
not
we got first down.
Right?
So, yeah, nah, not,
right, okay,
not at all. But,
that's great.
Yeah, he got me down on the 1, and it had to be the perfect position that we got the first down, but not a touchdown. So, yeah.
That's great. That's a great answer.
C-Rod,
I love
You know, I got to ask you the $1 million question here. You're a good sport. You're one of my favorites. I love the way you hustle on special teams. Marshawn Lattimore comes in here. You know how significant of an upgrade this is for this football team.
For sure.
He's been rocking 23 his entire career, brother. What was the conversation like? I see he's in the 23. Did he give you an extra piece of change, brother? Because you can take me out after the show, brother, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, so – when I did see it, I saw it yesterday that we picked him up, and I saw the number that he was rocking. And obviously, I know who he is, you know, 4-time Pro Bowler. He's a vet in the situation, you know. So when I saw, I, like, texted the equipment manager, like, hey, am I still in 23? Like, what's going on? He was like, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. So when I came in, I saw all the numbers, and I'm like, all right, well, first off, none of these numbers are going to look anywhere as good on him as a 23 would. And he's a vet, and he's a pro bowler, and he's helping our team. So it just seemed right, you know. And,
for sure.
You know, I talked to him and asked him, like, do you want it? He was like, yeah, you know, we had a conversation or whatever. But just know, like, I got enough for where it's like, for me, it's like, cool. I'm not the type to break the bank and whatever, you know, He's a good dude. Although we haven't talked that much, I can tell like he's a good dude. So
sure.
It's all good.
That's awesome, man.
Looks good on me, anyway.
I'm about to say, there you go. Some dogs at the 136.
There you go.
Now.
There you go. And maybe we'll see it again on Sunday, doing damage against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris, we know you got to run for meetings. We appreciate you making some time for us. Great spot. Great explanation on everything. Really happy to have you. And congratulations again.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, that is Chris Rodriguez Jr., Washington Commanders running back. Obviously, we wanted to be respectful of their time, their schedule, and their meetings. Thanks to Sam at Commanders Public Relations for helping us out, as always. With that, wanted to bring you that.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.